Hello, hello, self-love here. Today I want to talk about when people leave. So this is something I struggled with as a child quite a bit because multiple people in my life left me at an early age, and it wasn't until recently I had worked through some of these emotions and feelings and dealing with, you know, the hurt that came with these people leaving. But as a child, I always thought it was my fault that they left. And I'm realizing that now that I'm an adult, it's not necessarily your fault that people leave. Some people leave simply because whatever they got out of the relationship is no longer serving them. Like, for example, you might be friends with someone in high school and you end up going your separate ways because life takes you one way and it takes the other person another way. And it's not anyone's fault or, you know, everyone makes their own choices. They make their own decisions and they decide what is best for them. And that doesn't mean just because that person left that you're the reason they left. Sometimes it has very little to do with you and a lot to do with them. Sometimes people leave because you change. You decide to change your standards of living. Sometimes you decide to grow up a little bit more than that other person does. And a lot of people don't like that because if they see you bettering yourself, then they feel obligated to have to better themselves. And some people aren't ready for this. So then they just disappear out of your life because they simply aren't ready to change themselves yet or to better themselves yet. And so they're like, hey, peace out. But then there's sometimes, you know, people die and they leave. And sometimes they choose that, but sometimes they don't choose that. And I mean, it's hard to deal with that kind of stuff. It's devastating when you lose someone in that aspect. But I'm not talking about people who die. You know, a lot of that is out of our control. I'm talking about the people in your life that you formed bonds with and connections with, and you really let them into your life and you gave them all the love you could. And as a child, that used to devastate me because I love so hard, and I would continually have people just disappear or take off and not give me a reason. And I'm realizing that that's a part of life. People come and go, and that's okay. If I'm no longer what's good for that person, then I think they should have the right to move on with their life and, you know, live their life the way that they think is best. If I'm not going to serve them in any way, then please, you know, if you don't see anything benefiting yourself, with me being in your life, then I would hope that you would move on, because in a way that's respecting yourself, taking that time to really figure out what you want in life and then to go for it. And sometimes that requires cutting relationships out, because sometimes, honestly, you outgrow people. There's certain people that are completely content with how they are in life and they never want to improve or change. And sometimes you do. And sometimes you're just like, you know, that person was there for a season and they were there to help me get to this next point in my life. And it's okay that they're not going to come with me because they're on their own journey. They have their own life. They have their own wants and wishes that they're going to do what's best for them, and I have to do what's best for me. And so, after a while, I kind of became distant with people because I didn't want to let them in, because I didn't want to get hurt. I didn't want to feel like if they left, it was going to crush me and completely, you know, kill me inside, which sounds insane. Now I look back, because to expect someone to stay in your life forever means that you maybe might not have enough confidence in yourself, that you're relying on that person for your happiness. And ultimately, that's not what's going to bring you happiness. Being happy with yourself and being content with who you are as a person, regardless whether who comes in your life and who leaves your life. And so I'd build up these walls. I like to imagine it in my brain as this big brick wall, that one side would be me and everyone else was on this other side. And until I really got to know you and find out if you were the type of person that would stay or leave, I wasn't going to let you behind that wall. And for so many years, I lived like that. And I realized that that's very, very lonely, living a life of keeping everyone in arm's distance because you're scared of getting hurt. Sometimes we have to take chances. We have to open up and let people in, because you can't really get to know someone or have a deep connection with someone unless you're willing to give a piece of yourself away. Well, like when you have conversations with people, people don't just open up unless you usually give them a piece of yourself or a part of your story that's personal and intimate and gives them that safeguard to kind of give you a piece of themselves, because it's scary to have to open up and share a piece of yourself that you're not entirely sure you want everyone else in the world to know about, because you telling that person means that they might go and spread whatever that piece of information you told them. And you do have to be okay with that to a point and accept that. But knowing that you are going to give that peace to that person, and knowing that even if that person does decide to leave, that you will be okay, that you are strong enough to be okay without that person. So, I mean, growing up, I really struggled with that, getting my heart hurt. And then, you know, having years of that wall being up. And then now, I'm learning to to take down the walls. And I like to think of it as I take one brick down piece by piece. And there's a beauty to that, because no matter what happens, you're going to be okay. Whether that person did something bad to you and really hurt you inside, you're going to be okay. You're going to make it. You're going to be just fine without them. And I know that it may not feel like that. You may have given everything to that person, and they betrayed you, or they took off without any explanation. But honestly, truly, if they are meant to stay in your life, they'll be there for forever. I'm sure I've used this analogy in another episode, probably one of my earlier ones, but I think it's such a good analogy. There are people that are leaves, and, you know, the wind blows one way and they go that way, and then it blows the other way and they go another way. And they're not very trustworthy. And then there's the branches. People that you think got your back, but then when tragedy comes and your life, you know, falls apart and you turn to rely on them, they're gone. But then there's the roots of the tree. Those roots bring life to that tree. And they aren't going anywhere because they're deep, deep down into the ground. And they go and find that water for that tree and they bring it life. And so if you have a couple friends in your life or even family members that you can be real with and genuine with and talk about whatever with, hang on to those people, because they're not going anywhere. And so, for the people that want to leave your life, let them go. Let them go, because ultimately, they were meant to bring you to the next season of your life, the next chapter of your life. And that next chapter might bring you another person who either will stay and stick it out with you. Maybe you will find a spouse that'll commit to you and stick with you no matter what. Or maybe you find a best friend and you connect with each other and you just get each other and you're there for each other no matter what. And you may not talk every day because, let's face it, we're busy people. We have lives, we have spouses, we have kids, we have things to take care of. But if you find a couple people in your life that have proved over and over and over again that they are there for you no matter what, Hang on to those people, because those people are very special. So if they're meant to be in your life, they'll stay. And if they aren't meant to be in your life, they'll bring you to the next chapter in your life. And then maybe you can find someone from there to bring you to the next chapter. And sometimes you don't get an explanation why people leave. But it's okay, because if you can make peace with that for the sake of moving on and being happy and living life, then that's what matters. Because you don't want to hold something against someone when it's not going to affect them and it's affecting you. And whether you know it or not, anger and resentment and bitterness and all this stuff, it weighs not only mentally, but it can have physical effects too. I know many people that have had aches and pains in their life that were completely due to stress and anger. So let that stuff go. It's not worth it in the end. It's only hurting yourself. And if someone wants to leave, let them leave. Because ultimately, there's going to be someone else out there that's going to be better than that person. Or maybe not better, but maybe a better fit for you. And people change over time, you know? Some people really decide that they want a certain lifestyle and they go for it. And relationships don't always come along with it. So I just wanted to get on here and express, you know, my process through all of this and how I used to get so hurt and expect people to stay when they weren't necessarily meant to stay. And don't ever think that it's your fault that they left. Do not do that to yourself. That's what I did to myself for years. I used to sit and criticize myself and be like, well, gosh, you know, what is it about me that they don't like? Why don't people like me? Some people may not like you simply because you're genuine with them and you're honest with them. Honesty nowadays is pretty rare and it scares a lot of people. But then, you know, people are selfish too. Some people just use people to get what they want out of them and then they move on. It really just depends on the person. But know that it's not your fault. There's nothing wrong with who you are that person left. That person left for their own reasons. They chose to leave. There's no point in blaming yourself for that. So just don't allow yourself to become bitter or close off yourself because you're scared of getting hurt, because living life of loneliness and not willing to try to make relationships and friendships just ends up becoming a very lonely life. And we are meant to connect as humans. We enjoy socializing and making connections with each other and loving each other. And so just don't let what someone did in the past prevent you from a beautiful future. So with that being said, I believe that's all I have for this one. I hope you guys got something out of this, and if it's on your heart to share it around, I would truly appreciate it. And I hope that you have a very, very, very good, fantastic, happy week. And I will talk to you in the next one.